to item 19.
I think Lisa would like to make a comment.
I'm Lisa McCann. I'm section manager, and the Basin Planning Program is in my section. I just want to make sure you're aware that we, in this staff report, we were informing you that we wanted to start the triennial review process of the Basin Plan. So that would necessarily delay the entire process. It's not a very long staff report. We could skip the presentation, and you could just ask questions of Steve Sizer, myself, the staff person who prepared the report. Just a suggestion that would help us stay on track with our work plan.
How much time do you need, do you think?
15 minutes?
Probably less. His presentation will be very brief.
Okay.
So, right. So we could do it at the end, though. I mean,
I'm sure my colleagues are going to be very brief too, so yeah. We shouldn't have any problem.
Okay, that would be okay because the executive director report, we have one speaker's card, and I don't have a lot to say about that unless there are questions from the board.
Thank you.
Okay, so why don't we? That's okay with the chair.
Yes.
Okay, Steve.
Good afternoon, Board Chair Wolf and fellow board members. As you know, we have our basin plan. I brought a hard copy here, but it forms the basis for a lot of the regulatory programs that are conducted in our office. And it's a comprehensive document. And my goal as staff here, as one of the primary basin planners for our region, is to have the basin plan be a vital, functional, living document that is useful to everyone for protecting water quality. So most of the important elements of what I'm going to say are in the staff report that you have, and basically what I want to point out is we're going to embark on this triennial review process, which is a process where we take a look at what's in the basin plan, is it meeting our needs, and do we need to revise our water quality objectives, our beneficial uses, our implementation program, the whole gamut of what is in this basin plan. So I just have three or four slides that I wanted to show you. And let's see. I wanted to go through real briefly what the actual process of the triennial review entails, because it varies from region to region and from time to time within regions. But I'm going on basically what happens in most of the triennial review processes. And first of all, we develop a staff report, and we have a public workshop, and this is we intend this to be a very public process. We have a comment period where people can review that staff report. In that staff report, we're going to have what we think are important things that might need to be changed or reviewed in the basin plan, but we're also going to, in the comment letters or in the announcement, we're going to say, this is completely open. We want everyone to comment and tell us what are your concerns with the existing basin plan, what needs to be changed. And it's just like an information gathering process. We'll take those comment letters, synthesize them, and come back before the board with a draft list of priority issues. And we will actually evaluate those based on some criteria that we have established in the past about how well they meet our regional water board's goals, such as our vision goals. Are they important, perceived to be very important to the public, or is US EPA or the State Water Board telling us we need to have these changes, things like that. Ultimately, we're going to have you, the board, decide whether you would agree with our prioritization, and we will have a resolution that says this is our new triennial review process, and we here's our list of our new priority issues for the next 3 years. And we'll transmit that to the State Water Board and the USEPA, and they don't really have to make any kind of decision about it. They just will review it. And then we will work on the actual amendments that are from that list of priority issues. This slide and the next slide are what we had established as our highest priority issues from the last Triennial Review, which was in 2009. And so you see we have actually made some progress on some of these issues. Some of the issues are actually being taken up at the State Water Board level, so we're working through roundtables and ad hoc committees to work on some of these issues. So that just gives you a flavor of the types of things that we've identified in the past. That's not to say that we're going to use this list as our new list. We're going to throw it out there in the staff report as maybe a starting point. This is page 2 of the, there were 13 high priority issues, and they were ranked in order, so this is the bottom half of that order. And I thought I would add a couple of slides showing what the State Water Board is doing, and sometimes there is some overlap with what we think are high priority issues for our basin plan. And so these are planning issues that are currently in the works at the State Water Board. And you can see that there's, for instance, toxicity and wetlands, desalination facilities, trash policies, all of those are pertinent for our region as well. And sometimes the State Water Board will promulgate plans, and then we will need to update our plan accordingly. For instance, the on-site wastewater systems policy, where we're now in the process of adding that to our basin plan. And I also threw in some things that other regional boards are adding into their basin plans. These are high priority issues for other regions, and a lot of times we can look at what's happening in other regions and learn from their experience. And these are timely, important issues. And as you can see, agricultural water, beneficial uses. We often receive letters during our 303D listing period that the beneficial uses in our basin plan are inadequate or inappropriate. And here's the schedule that we've come up with for the rest of this year as far as the Triennial Review for our water quality control plan, and we hope to bring this to the board at the November meeting after the public comment period and the staff report and the draft list of priority issues. And that's all I have.
Based on the schedule, I'm glad that Lisa reminded us of, you know, the deadline. I can see the July date would have been missed. So, input from my colleagues, Mr. Johnston.
Yeah, I'm looking at this slide, and I'm looking at page 3 of the staff report for this, which is the review schedule. And it looks the same, except the first item before release staff report in the staff report I received was stakeholder involvement, solicitation of new issues, and comment on current triennial review list issues from Central Coast Water Board staff. So, is that a? I'm having trouble understanding it as I read it. Is that something where that's an internal staff process where you're soliciting this, or is that something that's a stakeholder process?
The review of the staff report?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I left the last line out. It should say solicitation of new issues and comment on current triennial review list issues from Central Coast Water Board staff and board members and other interested parties. In the published document, that comes before release staff report.
Yes, and I made some last minute changes to this, the early parts of this schedule before this meeting on the PowerPoint. Originally they looked identical, but we were kind of running out of time in the front part of this process, so I thought that since we have a comment period, we can have that public workshop anywhere within that comment period. And previously I was thinking that we would have a comment period that sort of launched the comment period, or the public workshop first, then comment period subsequently, but I sort of reversed it so that public workshop would be somewhere within that comment period.
Okay, I
and
see.
That's the only difference. We're still shooting for the November 2014 board
meeting. So basically the change I see, you had a public workshop in the original schedule after the draft report from
Correct.
Staff. The change I see is staff's going to draft a report without soliciting comment from board members and other interested parties.
Well, we're going to solicit comments internally from staff, but mm-hmm. when we release the draft staff report, that's going to be the first time the public sees the new proposed list of priority issues, and then we're also going to say, you know, give us any other ideas you might have for issues. So our intent is to have it be a completely transparent process as far as the public's concerned. We want any and all comments because we want those to, we will be synthesizing those comments.
Thank you.
Mr. Young.
Thank you, Dr. Wolf. What I'd like to see in the staff report is a discussion of the 2009 list of issues. I'd like to know what got accomplished, what didn't got accomplished, why they didn't get accomplished, so we can kind of be better informed in that regard.
Yes.
And typically, you know, when we go through our normal agendas and we deal with big items, we're always, not always, at times we think, gee, maybe that's something that should be in the basin plan, or maybe we should be making a change in the basin plan to reflect what would be a better way to regulate something. I don't think we have really a mechanism, you know, for kind of keeping a tally of those things. I don't know if staff has been doing that at all, but you know, I know the riparian corridor has been an issue. Setbacks have been an issue. You know, groundwater has been an issue. I see that they're up here listed, some of them. So I'd like to make sure that the discussion in the staff report attempts to address what we have encountered, you know, over the past few years with these items.
Yes, that typically is in the staff report. We'll go through those issues and say, well, how have we done? Which of these issues have we actually accomplished? And we can check them off. For instance, previously there was some of our previous trying to review priority lists, we had revise on-site wastewater system requirements, and now we won't need to do that because we've made progress in that mm-hmm. area. So that will be in the staff report, a list of how we've done on the previous trying to review priority okay. list issues.
Good, thank you.
Dr. Hunter?
Yeah, thank you. And I thought the staff report was quite adequate, but I am glad to see that we have a revised schedule so we understand we're still in the time frame, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that. And I agree with Mr. Young. There were, in the 13 priority issues, there were a number, the first five, that were really high priority for us. So I'm looking forward to understanding that what we've achieved, and perhaps suggest that it go beyond a checklist, but not a big narrative, that which you're always welcome to do. You're always welcome to write. But perhaps think of it as a matrix where we could come up with a scale, like a scorecard. I mean, like, you know, on a 1 to 10, where 1 is we made some progress but really just got it started, and 10 is we really, you know, hit it out of the ballpark, to keep my analogy going. Okay. Or is that a metaphor? Give us a way to look at it kind of on a one-page visual where we could see some values, some comparative values of how far we got, and then the narrative could address where we need to continue the work and what actions we would take to make sure we ultimately achieve those goals. That might be an efficient way for us to see it and an efficient way for you to present it as a suggestion.
Thank you. That's a great idea. I'll take it to heart.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Mayor Delgado?
I have some comments that are similar to Jeff Young's, and that is that it would be great if you could go to the first couple of slides where you listed the issues that were already from 2009. It'd be nice to know which of these staff deems complete, which of them are midstream or haven't ever been touched, so that we don't sort of forget where we were in 2009, but we pick up where we left off and maybe decide we don't want to continue some things that we thought we wanted to do in 2009. But I think it'd be nice if there was a little bit of a matrix that gave us, at a glance, an idea of the status of all of these.
Okay.
And then if there would be some kind of review that staff could do of what the board and staff have addressed over the last couple of years. There may be brand new issues or large issues that we're already working on that may need to be included in this list. And it would be nice to help the public and the board consider those issues rather than all of us trying to remember what it is that we said we'd like to do that might rise to a priority. It'd be nice just to have those presented to us. Thank you.
And that's the intent for the staff report. I plan to break it into two sections: existing issues from holdovers from previous years, and then a whole new section, new issues. And there will be a detailed description of all the issues, but I also like Dr. Hunter's idea of having a one-page summary matrix.
And do you think when you listed the issues that you would give some examples? Like, we would probably all feel productive if there was progress made on Pinto Lake, the toxicity and algal blooms there, but that might be too detailed. It might tie into a broader issue, but it would be nice if particular projects could be used as examples listed under those general issues.
Okay, thank you. I'll do that.
Mr. Jordan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll continue to drive this topic into the ground. I just saw that, I just checked and made sure that 2008, 2009 archives are on the website. I'd also like you to direct me to particular meetings during that time frame where I can look at prior agenda and staff reports having to do with the development of the last plan. So I don't need those, don't need to print it out as part of a staff report, just I don't want to go look through every meeting, through every agenda item, figure out what's pertinent. If you could just disseminate to the board, we should go back to this date in 2008 and look at this particular titled staff report as background. And then I think we could do some reading on our own.
Okay. And we do have a whole web page devoted to the China reviews.
Probably steer me there, too.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll show you.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan. And I just have a simple question. When the State Water Board and EPA reviews our document, do they also comment, or is just merely reading what we submit?
In times past, that has run the whole gamut of review. So they've commented very specifically in previous times from the documents that I've seen, because I've only been here 5 years, but I've researched a lot of the historical documents on the basin plan. And sometimes they have very detailed comments about specific issues. Other times they just say, looks good. So.
All right. Thank you very much. So I think this concludes the item 17. And thank you for, you know, giving us this little snapshot of what's ahead of us. So I would like